Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 2, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Visa to develop a financial literacy web game for the Malaysian youth. Worldline acquires Ingenico Group. Paytm enables postpaid service for Android Mini App Store. Noon launches the NoonPay mobile wallet in the UAE. Viber to launch chatbot payments feature. PXP Financial partners with global sportsbook operator, Tipico. Teller launches Tellershop's e-commerce platform in the UAE. Now let's get started. Visa to develop a financial literacy web game for the Malaysian youth. Visa has announced the development of a financial web game that aims to educate young Malaysians on how to make informed financial decisions. Derived from the international code for the Malaysian Ringgit, Mind Your Ringgit is a one-year, simulation-based game where players will have to make financial decisions based on real-life scenarios. The game incorporates a variety of financial themes such as digital payments, financial scams, insurance, and investments. The financial literacy efforts are driven by the Financial Education Network and are co-chaired by Bank Negara Malaysia and the Securities Commission Malaysia. Mind Your Ringgit will be made available to the public in early 2021. Worldline acquires Ingenico Group. French-based payments provider Worldline has acquired Ingenico Group for an undisclosed sum. Ingenico officials have declared for mobilepaymentstoday.com that the acquisition has been finalized, Worldline having announced in September 2020 it received merger control clearance from the European Commission. The merger of the two France-based companies will provide a wider range of digital payment capabilities through integrated payment solutions, improved technology, enhanced innovation capabilities and an extended global footprint, according to the press release. Worldline payment services include online payments, omni-channel solutions and payment terminals, and provides digital banking to 1 million merchants and 1,200 banks and financial institutions. The combined company will include 12,000 Worldline employees and 8,000 from Ingenico, according to Ingenico officials. Paytm enables postpaid service for Android Mini App Store. India-based e-commerce payments system Paytm has announced that it is enabling postpaid services to Android Mini App Store and POS devices. The move is aimed at expanding the reach of microcredit to wider payment segments. The company has achieved 7 million users for the postpaid service and is on its way to registering a total of 15 million users by the end of the current financial year. Paytm Postpaid is offered in partnership with two NBFCs with an instant credit line for various payments to Paytm app users. Paytm Postpaid is now expanding its partnership with the developers community in the company's newly launched Android Mini App Store. This will potentially benefit the businesses as a consumer will have an additional option to opt for buy now and pay later service. This service is already available for recharges and bill payments on Paytm, online payments on internet apps and also for buying home essentials from Kirana stores. Noon launches the NoonPay mobile wallet in the UAE. UAE-based e-commerce platform Noon has launched the NoonPay mobile wallet. NoonPay users will be able to make payments at partner outlets, recharge their mobile numbers in the UAE and 50 other countries, and recharge their Salik accounts. According to Menabytes.com, NoonPay has partnered with various companies to provide additional services within its app. The partnership with Mr. Usta enables users to book different home services including cleaning, AC maintenance, moving, and pest control. With the help of Voucher Scout, it offers deals from different brands and stores including restaurants, spas, and gyms. The app also enables users to book air tickets through ClearTrip and cinema tickets from Real Cinemas. The users can add money to Noon Pay by linking their Visa and MasterCard debit or credit cards. The Noon Pay wallet is available as a mobile app for both iOS and Android users. Viber to launch chatbot payments feature. Rakuten Viber has announced the expansion of the Viber messaging platform into fintech with the launch of the chatbot payments feature. Viber users will be able to buy goods and services via the platform and make payments with Google Pay or other mobile wallets. The feature will be initially launched in Ukraine, with other markets, including Russia, to follow in 2021. According to Banks.am, Viber's chatbot payments feature will enable users to purchase products and services from merchants through their authorized chatbots. If the user's bank supports it, the user needs to add a credit or debit card to their Google Pay account or smartphone wallet, after which the payment option becomes available for any chatbot built on Viber's API. To enable this feature, merchants will have to connect to a service provider that supports this type of payment, create a chatbot on Viber, and enable payments on it. PXP Financial partners with global sportsbook operator, Tipico. PXP Financial, the U.S. subsidiary of PXP Financial, an expert in global acquiring, payment, fraud, and data analysis services, has teamed up with the U.S. division of the global sportsbook operator, Tipico. Tipico is an existing partner of PXP Financial in Europe. With this partnership, PXP Financial has deployed a full-service gateway, offering multiple connections to different providers, and a managed service including reconciliations and a risk monitoring service for Tipico, according to the official press release. PXP Financial has gaming licenses in more than 9 U.S. states since 2013, and its solution is approved in even more. The company's knowledge of the region and its experience with multiple payment solutions will allow Tipico to support its own clients. The close relationship between Tipico and PXP Financial assists the two to support each other in both parties' U.S. brand expansion. The partnership launched in New Jersey, the U.S. in October 2020, and PXP Financial will be supporting the company as it expands its business into multiple states across the U.S. Teller launches Teller Shops e-commerce platform in the UAE. UAE-based online payment gateway Teller has announced the launch of Teller Shops, an e-commerce platform that enables merchants to conduct business online. Via Teller Shops, merchants will have access to virtual shop creation tools. In addition, the platform is also integrated with the Teller Payment Gateway, enabling merchants to accept all types of online payments. The platform will support merchants of all sizes to migrate their product and service offerings online or enhance their current digital capabilities. Teller Shops will also allow users to access and manage their online shops via the Teller Shops app, where they can oversee and plan their orders and inventory. Furthermore, the Teller Shops website offers merchants a platform that allows them to create an online shop in a matter of minutes, without requiring technical skills or web development experience. The platform provides more than 50 themes that the merchants can use to create, personalize, and customize the look and feel of their virtual shops. Teller Shops users will have access to an array of features such as the Teller Payment Gateway, inventory and store management, access to data insights and analytics, custom tax management services, orders management, domains integration, multi-currency stores, and 24/7 customer support. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.